Hello, welcome to Across the Park podcast with South Ian Mills down at Goodison Park. What better place to be? And this Sunday, there is a huge Merseyside derby, Everton Women versus Liverpool Women. I'm delighted to be joining one of our new signings. I'm going to try and say her name. There's a few ways of saying it. Catherine Cool. I think it's Catherine Cool. Thank you for joining us.
Yeah, how are you? Of course. I'm good, thanks. How are you?
I'm good. How excited are you for the Merseyside derby this Sunday?
Yeah, I'm so excited. Like, just to be training here today and being at this lovely pitch, I can imagine that it will be such a good feeling playing on Sunday.
I watched you train. I'm excited. The moves are out there. You've got to bring the moves into this Sunday. Before we talk more about Sunday, I want to talk a bit about yourself. A Danish international, a Danish girl growing up in Denmark. You played 3 or 4 years over there before coming over to England. What was it like as a young Danish girl playing football, turning pro? Give us the story.
Yeah, I mean, I'm from a little town in Denmark where I had my school close to me, all my friends, my family. I lived just 100 meters beside the stadium I was training on.
Wow.
So I had everything close to me and I just really enjoyed playing football.
Was it school and friends? How did it?
Yeah, I was 5 when I started playing.
Wow.
We had actually many girls who was playing in my little town. So we had a big girls team training throughout the week and stuff. But and then I grew and went to a bigger club in Denmark. And straight from there, now I'm in England.
Before we get to the move to England, I'm quite biased. The Women's Super League is the greatest women's league in the world for me. And it was getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And maybe around the time you came over to England, were you aware in Denmark how big this league was in England?
I don't think I was totally aware before I came here. Like, of course you hear about these big players and it's such a big league. But I feel like when you step on the pitch here, it comes to you like how big it really is.
Yeah.
And I think, like, before you experience the feeling, you don't have a clue how big football is over
yeah,
here.
Yeah, yeah.
Because, like, everyone knows about women's football. I remember when I first came here driving Ubers and stuff, and they were all like, oh, yeah, where are you playing? And I'm supporting this team and this team and the women, and they were up to date with everything. And it's not like that in Denmark yet.
No.
At all.
Maybe get there.
Hopefully.
But, look, you moved over to Arsenal.
Mm-hmm.
How did that happen? How did the move to Arsenal happen?
Of course Arsenal is a big club and it was really exciting that they were interested in getting me.
Was it tough to leave Denmark at all, maybe? Leave home? Because obviously you're a young girl to come to a different country.
Yeah.
Was it tough?
Yeah, it was tough. But, I mean, I really enjoyed it and I think you should look at football also like, it gives me so many experiences that I wouldn't have if I didn't play football.
Mm.
And like, I feel so lucky to get the opportunity to go to a different country in such a young age. Like all my friends at home, they're like, oh my God, you're living the dream, right? Going to London and now Liverpool. So I really try to just enjoy it. And I know I have my family and friends, like they will always be behind me, even though I'm in another country.
You're in two of the best cities in the country. I'm biased, but London and Liverpool, they're a little bit different, but they're both so cool.
Yeah.
Sorry the pun, cool. With your surname. But now you're at Everton, and you came over to Everton in January, and I was quite excited by the signing. I was Googling you because you're very Googleable and seeing that you're attacking and things. How has the move to Everton gone so far? Have you been happy here so far?
Yeah, I'm really happy here. I think it has gone so quick, like just getting from there to here and straight into games and the league started. But it's just amazing because I just want to play football and we play really well here in Everton. I'm really excited about how the style of play is and it suits me really well as a player. So I really enjoyed it. Yeah.
I think you fitted in really well. I think you and Rika have made a big difference. That's my opinion. I think you've made a really big difference. No pressure. You've got to continue this on Sunday. Mm. It's the Merseyside derby. Yeah. There's tickets still on sale. Go to evertonfc.com to get down here on Sunday to support the women against Liverpool. It's £2 for kids. Can you believe that? £2.
Bring all the kids.
Bring all the kids. It's an excuse to sit in a different area of the ground. It's an excuse like me to bring my little girl who is two, it's going to be her first game. So it's my chance to bring her.
Yeah.
I'd suggest everybody get down to evertonfc.com and get the tickets. It's Liverpool. It's Goodison Park. Have the staff at Finch Farm, have your teammates told you how big this game is?
Yeah. It seems as the biggest game of the history,
it is.
Right? It is.
It is.
And I'm really looking forward to experience it, because I really try to prepare, and I know it's a big game and stuff, but I think when you step out on that pitch on Sunday, you realize that you want to do everything to beat Liverpool.
Yeah, exactly. You've got it. You're getting
it. Yeah, I'm getting it. So I'm just excited.
How important would that be for you as your career, to take yourself away from an Everton player or an Arsenal player or a Danish international for a Merseyside derby in the Women's Super League? How important would that be for you to win that game?
So important. I mean, the most important thing for me is to perform for my team, and I know how important this game is for the team. And I would do everything I can to get a win, both for my teammates and the staff. And yeah, I mean, it's the funny games, right? On the big stadiums,
yeah.
That's what we train for. So it's just about enjoying it and giving everything, because we got to leave it all on Sunday on the pitch.
I hope you do. I hope you do. Final couple of questions. We're really happy that you've had us down to Goodison Park. So thank you for the invite. There it is out there. It's going to be Sunday. You look at the stands.
Yeah.
How great would it be to see thousands of thousands of Evertonians back on you on Sunday?
I can't wait. It would be so good to see so many people out here, and I hope that everyone will get their tickets and get a really good experience, because I think it's going to be a big game, exciting one.
It's going to be a massive game. Everybody, again, to plug the last plug of the show. This is the last show for the Merseyside derby on Sunday. Everton women versus Liverpool women. Do you have a message for the Evertonians who are going to be down here on Sunday?
I think my message would be, like, we give everything for you guys. So if you show up and support us, then, you know, we're going to give it back to you on the pitch. Hopefully with some goals and a clean sheet and all that you fight for.
Love it. She's got me in the feels. A clean sheet and some goals in the Merseyside derby. Catherine, thank you so much for joining the Across the Park podcast. Best of luck on Sunday.
Thank you.
EvertonFC.com, guys. Last chance to get down here on Sunday. Support Catherine and the amazing Everton women. I'll be here. I'm going to grab her for a selfie at the end. And we are going to say, up the toffees.